You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, I'm going to share with you my top 10 tips for how to get more views on your Instagram Reels. Over the last 500 days, I've posted over 700 Reels, so I think I'm qualified to teach you what makes a good, high-quality Reel, and more importantly, how to make sure that you get views and engagement on your Reels. First of all, every great reel that's going to get views starts with a hook. In fact, Instagram recently released their recommendations for how to get recommended and thus have your reels shown to more people. And one of the first things that Instagram themselves noted is that you need to hook your audience in the first two sentences. Don't overthink this. You don't need to make it super fancy, but just saying the word stop or pay attention or listen up is a great way to grab people's attention. Additionally, with my hooks, I like to start by telling them what you're going to tell them. This is essentially the idea that if you're about to share three tips on how to become a better rock climber, you start your video by saying, here's three tips on how to become a better rock climber. If you're about to tell the story of how you almost fell off a cliff, you say, here's the story of how I almost fell off a cliff. Something like that is a great way to hook your audience in. And then my final recommendation for your hooks is to balance this out, do this in moderation, but sometimes experiment with starting with a negative focused hook. So stop doing this, avoid this, don't do this, no more this. When you tell people basically a warning of something to avoid or something to stop doing, it perks up their attention and it grabs them and literally hooks them in. So that's tip number one, is start with a hook. Number two, brighter is better. Brighter videos have been shown to get up to 60% more engagement. So simply stand near a window, get a ring light, or even stand near a nice refrigerator light to increase the brightness of your video. Tip number three, use color psychology. I've done an entire episode on this in the past, and we've covered this in depth in the Insta Club Hub, but essentially, different colors elicit different emotional responses in the subconscious of our viewers. So if you use something like yellow or red, it's more likely to grab your audience's attention than something like brown or black. That doesn't mean that all of your text needs to be a different color or that every single word needs to be its own unique font and look, but when you are creating a hook, I like to use the colors yellow or red to grab people's attention. When I'm adding my call to action at the end of the video, I like to use green because that's been shown to promote faster action. When I'm highlighting something that's really key or an essential point, I'll underline it or I'll make it black or I'll make it yellow so it really stands out from the rest of my text. Tip number four to improve your views on your reels is to always, always, always add closed captioning. Over 80% of people watch Instagram on mute. So if your reel does not have closed captions, that means that 4 out of 5 potential viewers are now going to either scroll away and just skip your video altogether, or they're going to have to turn up their sound, which isn't very likely in the first place. So always add closed captions, whether you're using the built-in closed captions on Instagram, whether you're using a third-party app to add them for you automatically, or you're just typing them in manually as if they were pieces of text, always, always, always add closed captions. Speaking of text, tip number five is to limit the amount of text you have on your reel. We've all seen those reels where there's 19 pieces of text that flash on the screen really quickly, and it's so fast, it's frustrating, and we scroll away, and maybe we even unfollow the person because it feels like they're trying to clickbait us, and they're trying to get us to watch and pause the video when we can't actually consume the information. There's a time and place for quickly putting text on the screen, but I don't think it's something you should necessarily be doing all that often. Make sure that your text is up on the screen for long enough that it can be read. Something that I like to do here is read the text verbally out loud. If I can't read it out loud in the time that it's on the screen, then it's probably on the screen for too fast. Additionally, if you have too many pieces of text on the screen at once, it's going to confuse and/or overwhelm your audience. So if you already have closed captioning on the screen, I would be very hesitant to add more than one other additional piece of text. Because if you have text at the top of the screen and you have closed captions at the bottom of the screen, it's a lot to consume all at once for your audience, and they're most likely just going to consume none of it.
Listen, you want to make an impact on people. You want them to remember you. Every single time I have a guest on the podcast, I send them a gift. When somebody has me on their show, I send them a gift. When someone's going to speak on my stage, I send them a gift. When I'm going to speak on someone else's stage, I later thank them by sending them a gift. But it's hard to come up with creative ideas for gifts. And I don't know, flowers die. Not everybody loves flowers. But it's really hard to come up with great gift ideas. And we have been struggling to do this until I discovered Uncommon Goods. This is a bomb website. You guys are going to freaking love the ideas that you'll find there for seriously unique gifts that people are not going to forget and they're not going to throw away. And I bought my dad this customized book. It's a collection of every cover of the New York Times on the day that he was born, from the year that he was born until present. You have no idea how up his alley that gift was. But they have tons of different categories and really unique, high-quality gifts that you'll find. Like, so for example, I also found, which I ordered for a friend who recently spoke for me, it's a big, giant pillowcase, but the pillowcase looks like a cassette tape. And if you grew up in the 80s, you know what a mixtape looks like, and you customize it. So on one side, it can say Sierra and Roman, and on the other side, it can say established in 2022. Like, you can customize it. Super cute. I also got for another friend these little cocktail bombs. They come in the cutest little box. And what these little cocktail balls are, you put them in sparkling water, and they basically have everything you need to make like a mimosa or a margarita or a mojito or a pina colada. They're beautiful. They're super cute. Who wouldn't love that gift? I don't know about you, but I struggle to come up with unique gift ideas that help people remember me, especially when I'm networking or when I want to express my gratitude for being on somebody's podcast or speaking on their stage. They offer a ton of variety when it comes to pricing. You will find stuff that's high-end and stuff that's super-duper affordable. Instead of waiting for the last minute to buy those holiday gifts, like, go now and check this site out, uncommongoods.com. Oh, by the way, you get 15% off when you go to uncommongoods.com/tribe. Forgot to tell you that. Yes. Isn't that cool? So do this now because it is a limited time offer. When you go to this link, uncommongoods.com/tribe, you're going to get 15% off. You don't want to be ordinary, so give Uncommon Goods a try.
Tip number 6 is to use quick cuts. This one comes directly from the world of cinema, movies, and TV. And if you watch closely, you'll notice that when you're watching a movie or a TV show, there's a cut approximately every 2 seconds. That means a change of scene, a different camera, a new camera angle, a zoom in. There's basically something different changing on the screen every 2 seconds. That's because studies have shown that the human attention span is only 7 seconds long, and there have been new studies that have shown that when we're using social media, our attention span is even less, like 5 seconds or even 3 seconds long. So if your video drags on for multiple sentences without a cut, you're most likely going to lose people's attention, and when you do, they're going to scroll away. A simple way to include more cuts in your video is, number one, just cut it up during your editing. During your editing, look for those different pauses, those different ums and ers and ahs. Cut those out and then zoom in a little bit or zoom out a little bit so that at least the distance you have from the camera is changing. Additionally, when you're recording your content, take a break between every sentence. Rather than recording multiple sentences in one clip, record a new clip for each sentence. For you, as the person creating the content, it will actually make it easier because you don't have to remember as much for each individual clip, and you don't have to worry about saying 3 sentences in a row without a mistake. You can just record 1 sentence at a time and then edit them all together in post-production. Tip number 7 is to have a variety of angles. So I brought this up during the quick cutting, but rather than always holding your phone at selfie height, arm's length away from your head, vary it up. Sometimes be farther. Sometimes be lower in the screen. Sometimes have the camera really close up to your face. Varying your camera angle helps people stay paying attention because, again, of course, variety is the spice of life. So when every single one of your clips and every single one of your videos looks the exact same, people can kind of start to get bored. Tip number 8 to improve your views and engagement on your reels is to eliminate dead air. That right there, what you just experienced, was dead air. That's very weird and abrupt when you're listening to a podcast, and it's been all but eliminated from podcasts and from radio. This is now also happening in TV and in film, which is that you don't want to have long pauses. You don't want to have space where there's ums and errs and just generally long periods where there's not much action. Now, there are times for intentional pauses. There are times for intentionally leaving some dead space. But if there's dead space in your video just because you were trying to remember what you wanted to say next, or just because you forgot to edit out a part where you were thinking, that is going to cause your audience to scroll. So eliminate those dead spaces and that dead air from your reel. Tip number 9 is to end always with a call to action. And I'll put an asterisk on it. It's not always possible, but always end with a call to action when it is possible. A call to action has been shown to significantly increase your engagement, and be direct with it. Be upfront. Say it directly to the camera. Say to your followers, please like this reel if you learned something new. Please share this to your story to help spread the news. Please let me know in the comments if you agree or disagree. Be upfront, be direct, and be explicit. Make sure it's very clear what you want their next steps to be after they finish watching your content. And then tip number 5 is to share to your stories, but share to your stories with an engagement sticker. So basically, after you post your reel on Instagram, share it to your stories, tap the little paper airplane button and share that post to your stories. But don't just post it there and say new post, or cover up the video with a sticker that's super annoying. Instead, put one of those engagement stickers. So the poll sticker, the slider bar, maybe a quiz, maybe the new emoji reaction sticker. Put one of those stickers on the story so that people have a way to engage with the story before they even click on the reel. And then the best of the best is if you have some sort of text or some sort of additional information on that story that creates curiosity or creates a reason for someone to want to click on and watch the rest of that reel. Again, these were my 10 tips to help you improve your views and your engagement on your reels. But I'll give you a bonus tip. Number 11 is to always be experimenting. Be trying out different things. Be watching what kind of content grabs your attention and try to replicate that in your own videos. Try up different styles, try up different framing, try up different pace of speaking. Just try and experiment. Always be experimenting, because that's how you learn, that's how you grow, and that's how you improve. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you learned something new. I hope you implement some of the tips and strategies that you heard in this lesson. And I hope that your next reel is the best reel you've ever posted. And if it's not, then I hope the one after that is. And if it's not, then I hope the one after that is. And if it's not, well, I guess you'll just have to write your local senator. Thank you so much for listening today. And as always, happy networking.
Don't forget to check out instaclubhub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram, and we have so much fun doing it. Why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out instaclubhub.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.